Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's guest will be Somia Fareed-Silber of Edible Brands. This episode is brought to you by Social Joey, Intrepid Direct, and Answer Connect. Imagine your customers and potential customers reaching a live person every time they call and never getting voicemail. Answer Connect is making that happen with a team of professional, upbeat, friendly customer service experts ready to impress your callers and deliver your messages around the clock. Answer Connect works with franchise systems, enterprise brands, and small businesses who need phones answered 24/7 in any time zone, a virtual receptionist, inbound sales calls handled, and appointments scheduled. Call Answer Connect at 800-584-0234. That's 800-584-0234, or visit answerconnect.com/franchise. Somia Fareed-Silber is the Vice President of E-Commerce for Edible Brands, the franchise known worldwide for its edible arrangements brand, and she joins us right now on Social Geek Radio. Welcome.
Thanks so much. Hey, Jack.
It's great to talk to you today, and I really want to dive deep into the world of e-commerce. But before we get there, give us a little bit of your background. What's your story?
Yeah, sure. Well, Edible Arrangements is very near and dear to my heart. And sometimes I like to refer to the brand as another sibling because my dad, Tariq Fareed, he opened the first edible store when I was 6 years old. And he started franchising a couple of years after. So I spent most of my childhood, teen, college years in the stores, either just hanging out or working after school and on weekends. Started dipping strawberries when I was probably like 8 or 9 years old and slowly worked my way up. I was taking orders on the phone at a pretty young age, and I learned a lot about customer service during those early years. And when I was in college, I would come back home to Connecticut then and intern at the corporate office with various teams just to learn about all aspects of the business. After I graduated, I actually decided to get experience elsewhere first and was agency side doing some media planning, and then joined the company officially and professionally as a full-time employee in 2016. Started out on the technology side because Tariq really believes that technology is the backbone of the business, and it's very important to us. Most of our applications are homegrown. So I was managing franchise applications, point of sale, and the back-end e-commerce platform. So it was a pretty natural transition into front-end e-commerce and digital marketing this summer. So that's a little bit about me and what I'm doing right now.
And what you're doing now, it just ties in so perfectly with your entire history. You've literally grown up in the franchise space.
Yeah.
Do you have some good pictures of you at like 8 or 9 years old dipping strawberries?
I wish I had more. I don't have as many. So it's really the memories. It's really the memories that I hold on to. And there's so many tidbits that I learned at such a young age that I'm so thankful for. Something as little as I remember getting on the phone and someone telling me, make sure you always smile when you pick up the phone because the customer can always, they can hear it.
Yes.
They can hear your smile. So little things like that, they really stick with you and they make a pretty big impact. And the other cool thing is, as we're thinking about, you know, what to feature on our website and what our next product should be, it's nice to have that operational background and that customer service background, especially within Edible Arrangements, to understand what the franchisees are going to see and deal with and how they're going to sell it. So it's really nice to have that as we're planning the e-commerce strategy.
So let's talk a little bit about what's going on at Edible Brands. You've launched some new things, got a lot of new things happening. What are you working on right now?
Yeah, we're actually in the process of transitioning from Edible Arrangements to Edible Gifts and Treats. So really making our 1,000 locations true retail destinations. So today, when people think Edible Arrangements, they usually think of these big, beautiful bouquets that you send to family and friends for birthdays, anniversaries, and Valentine's Day and other big occasions, which is great, but we also have so many treats that are available in our stores that we want to start highlighting and be a reason for customers to walk into our locations And to another, to lead into that, we're also focused on really highlighting the $10 to $40 price point range, because people think our products are, they can be a little expensive. The traditional edible arrangement bouquet, it gets up there. So we're finding new products that are, that we think are great in that $10 to $40 range, so that people can use us every day, not just for those big occasions. So it's a perfect treat for after school. It's a great just because gift to send to friends. And we know that that consumers now more than ever are sending just because gifts, especially the millennial crowd.
Yeah.
So we really want to get into that to increase our frequency. And I mean, chocolate dipped fruit is just such a perfect treat. It's healthy indulgence. So we think we have a huge opportunity with that.
You don't sound very passionate about the brand whatsoever.
Yeah, it's just too fun, and there's yeah, so much amazing stuff about it, and there we have so much runway ahead of us, so it's hard not to be passionate about it.
Yeah, you have fun, interesting and attractive things to talk about every day. I mean, every product you have is something that when someone sees a picture of it, they're going to smile.
Yeah. And I think that's the beauty of it, is we like to say that we're all about wow, and we want to wow our customers. We want to wow our franchisees and everyone interacting with our product. And the one time that you really see that is when you make the delivery and you ring someone's doorbell and they open the door and they see the edible arrangement in your hand. And it's just such a joyful feeling. Mm-hmm. And that's actually like one of my favorite things to do even now when I'm working in the stores, is take out a few deliveries just to see that interaction that the customer has with the product.
Yeah.
It's really fun, and that's what makes the brand so fun. And we want people to start using the brand more for those little occasions, because it's nice to have a little bit of joy all the time, right? It doesn't have
right.
to be just on those big occasions.
Right. Not just on Valentine's Day and Mother's Day.
Yeah.
But, like every day of the year. That's excellent.
Yeah, exactly.
So now that you're involved in e-commerce, tell us where you're at now and how has that changed over the past few years?
Yeah, so we're really focused on acquiring new customers and retaining the existing customers that we have, and increasing loyalty with our existing customer base. So thinking about what are ways that we can bring them back online and then bring them back to our stores. Most of our business does come in from the web, but it's very complementary to the store business. So we're always thinking about ways to bring the customer back. And like I said earlier, really highlighting that new price point and introducing that new price point and new product platforms to bring them back time and time again is something that we're really excited about and doing very differently now. So historically, it's been big occasions, but now we're moving towards the everyday occasions. Which I think is a big differentiator for us. And also, unlike our competition, we actually do last minute deliveries, 1 hour delivery, and we're available in so many markets. So people can get a gift same day, which wow. is a big competitive advantage for us.
That's very cool. Let's talk a little bit about the challenges, whether it's for you or maybe for some other brands that you see out there that are doing e-commerce. What kind of challenges are you facing today? And maybe into 2020, is there anything that that you're really trying to navigate around right now?
Yeah, I like to see challenges as opportunities, really. Mm-hmm. So instead of using the word challenge, I'll use the word opportunity. I think one would be competition and cutting through all of the clutter. There's so many sites like Amazon and Target and Costco where customers have so many options when it comes to products and personalization and shipping options, getting things really fast, that, you know, brands have to find a way to differentiate themselves to the customer. And we have to think about what makes us different. So like I said earlier, for us, it's really that last minute, last mile. Our locations are open and delivering 7 days a week. You could order something right now and have it for dinner tonight. So I think that's something that all brands are really going to have to work on, is how do you continue to differentiate yourself when there's so much going on in the market and the customers are exposed to so many different brands and so many different ways of buying.
And let's talk about, while we're talking opportunities, what else do you see happening maybe next year for e-commerce overall, or maybe even marketing in general and franchising? Anything that that you're really kind of latching on to or planning to do or getting ready for right now?
Yeah, one big thing that we're looking to do more of next year is customization. And I think customization and personalization is it's a big trend that's not going to slow down anytime soon, because customers want to send thoughtful gifts. They want to send something that's meaningful. So at Edible, we have a product that's so fresh and unique. So we're always looking at ways of introducing more personalization, something more than just picking which dip fruit options you want. So one thing that we launched this year that gained a lot of traction and has been performing pretty well for us is the create your own dip fruit box. And it allows the customer to pick 4 different chocolate dip fruit options and toppings. They can send that to themselves, they can send it as a gift, and they can pick whatever's their favorite. So for example, my husband really loves white chocolate coconut pineapple, so I can get that for him and get something for myself. It's just a really cool offering, and we saw it perform really well. So we're really excited about launching new customizable options next year. So stay tuned, because there's some really fun stuff in the innovation pipeline right now.
Excellent. And we'll be back in just a minute with some contact information to find out about some of those new innovations in the near future. But first, today's episode is being brought to you by Intrepid Direct Insurance. Intrepid Direct is able to bundle all required coverages, including property, liability, hired and non-owned auto, owned auto, work comp, umbrella, and EPL into one monthly payment. Intrepid is a direct provider with A-plus rated coverage no agent or broker can access. Intrepid's licensed franchise experts will review your quote and provide excellent customer service. You'll save 20% by cutting out the middleman's commission. See why thousands of franchise locations have switched to Intrepid Direct. Get a fast quote now at intrepiddirect.com/socialgeek. Thanks so much for joining us today. Before we leave, I'd really like to get some places where you would like to connect with our listeners in case they have additional comments or questions, or just want to learn a little bit more about what's happening at Edible Brands these days. Where can we send them?
Yeah, always available on LinkedIn. It's actually one of my top used apps right now. So open to answering any questions on LinkedIn. And as always, check out edible.com. It's not too late to order your holiday gifts.
There you go. And we'll have links to those at socialgeekradio.com so everyone can find you easily. Thanks so much for being here today. It's been a real pleasure, and we look forward to chatting again soon.
Thanks so much, Jack.
And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio, copyright 2019, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.